Michael Hawkes now joins us here on Racing HQ to look at both meetings, Randwick and also down in Melbourne. Michael, good morning to you.
Andrew, how are you?
Very well indeed. Just on Melbourne, you made the decision late yesterday. Entirely Platinum's gone down to run there tomorrow in the Naturalism, and you just felt that the track condition and it was the ideal race?
Look, we just, you know, once again, the 11th hour, we decided, you know, late last night before the float left that it was a toss-up between the two, but we just thought that the Naturalism was the best race at this stage going forward in his preparation. So, once again, for everyone out there listening, it all hinted on weather and tracks and everything going forward. But that's just how we are, and people know that, but it's, you know, the horse comes first.
On him himself, we'll talk about Caulfield and things like that in a tick, but you've had him all this preparation until last night. How do you feel he's going?
Yeah, the horse was great. You know, obviously, I think you just got to put a line through his last run. He ran on the wet ground in a lower grade, but as I've said, when you get up to the higher stuff, you've got to be able to handle it. And a horse with his ability and probably his galloping action, everyone saw that he just didn't get through it. So he pulled up good. He's been great. Can't fault him. His work's been spot on. So hopefully, he gets to Melbourne and can show us proud.
Certainly on a better track, you know, down in Melbourne, their weather's going to be okay for the next 24 hours or so. So just getting onto a better surface. And from that draw, Mike, he looks to get a nice run.
Yeah, he'll have a lovely run there. You know, he's an on-speed runner. He can be wherever he has to be. And, he doesn't have to lead. He can sit off. But it's the perfect run and the perfect race, really, at this prep, as I said earlier. So, no, he's done everything right. We're very happy with him going forward. And obviously this will give us a guide, you know, for hopefully races down the track as well.
Well, I guess the winner, there's 11 others along with you that are probably keen to win to get a start in the Caulfield Cup. Is that what the family's thinking?
Well, that was another aspect of it, you know. Up here, if he won, that was great. But down there, if he does win, you know, it's another feather in the cap, and it does get you ballot free. So, look, they're all things that you have to consider. And obviously, you know, early days, we thought we'd hopefully get him there and run him over 2,400. So it's a stepping stone. He's got a long way to go, but yes, if he does win the race, well, then I guess he's in. But in saying that, we'll learn a little bit more come today.
All right, so that's Entirely Platinum. Back at Randwick, Toy Dini goes into a competitive Group 1 tomorrow, but you would have been wrapped with the tramway return.
Yeah, he's done everything right. His tramway run was just sensational. He hit the line strong. You know, he didn't really handle the track at all. His wet track form has been average, and we sort of held off running him the week before, and we decided that we had to run. So, couldn't fault it. He's come through it great. Everything's fine. Work's been well. And look, end of the day, he's done super. So, no, it's a nice race. It's an even sort of race, but they're always hard to win Group 1s. But a horse going forward, you know, he's just thrived since his first up run.
Lamastad, you're at this stage planning to back up?
Yeah, at this stage she will. She's done everything right, and coming off her last run, she's probably just that little bit too close in the run from the barrier. But in saying that, with a small field, they're always hard, these sort of races, because they do play a bit of tactics. But look, wherever she's happy, so long as she can hit the line strong, that's what we're looking for.
Would the plan be, I mean, a good performance tomorrow, is the Metrop still in calculations?
Yeah, it is. It has been all the way along, and that's the race that we've sort of been looking at with her. And obviously, before we get to Melbourne, but there was talk, obviously, early with the wet tracks and so forth starting off, that she may have headed there. But look, I'm glad she's still here. That's the path that we're trying to take, and it all depends on how it hinges on tomorrow. But at this stage, that's where she's headed.
Lady Sharapova was very good on that heavy track behind Panzer Division.
Outstanding run. You know, obviously up in a lot in grade again, taking on Earthquake and the winner from last start, Winks. But, she's a nice filly going forward, albeit she's only won the one race. But she doesn't really handle wet tracks, and she didn't handle it the other day. And we sort of had to run her. We scratched her from the week before. And just thrived, done everything right. She'll run a nice race. She's a genuine filly going forward, and, you know, the further she gets, the better she'll be. But, no, she'll give him a little bit of stick tomorrow, I think.
And, mate, just two other ones, just briefly. Bugatti runs and May Soon runs again tomorrow.
Yeah, Bugatti, just We've been biding the time with him. Obviously, weather's been a bit of a concern. He just hates wet tracks, and he's just he's a dead-set sprinter that just loves to get going and run. But, look, it's a nice race for him. He'll have a good run. The track's good. So, end of the day, it's all, you know, ticking in his favour. So, very soon, great run last start. Look, had it drawn a barrier, she dead-set would have run second. She wouldn't have beaten Catkins, but, you know, you need luck in running, and once again, she's drawn a bit awkward. But she's genuine, she's honest, and, you know, she'll give a good sight.
Mate, I haven't spoken to you on air since last weekend. The stable would have been wrapped with Chautauqua down the straight at Flemington.
Yeah, nice horse. Always shown the ability, especially last prep up here. You know, he hit the line solid in his runs here, and the first up was just sensational. And the pennies really dropped with him. Obviously, being by Costa del Lago, he's just taking a bit of time. But he's always had the ability, but mentally it hasn't been there, whereas now it really is. And honestly, I think you'll see a better horse again in the autumn. So probably quite scary what he's really doing at the moment. And obviously, first up was sensational. But he's come through the run good, and we're just bobbing along with him.
Yeah, no, really nice win. Nostradamus is okay.
Yeah, he's great. You know, look, his run was super. He ran fifth, beaten a couple of lengths from two really good colts.
Yep.
And probably wasn't, as the day went on, probably wasn't on the best part. But, look, he'll have a little bit of a freshen up. We've just gone easy with him, and, you know, we're just kicking him over here at home. And he's done everything right. He'll run the Roman Consul, and all going well, he'll run the Coolmore in Melbourne.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. I know you got trials this morning. You've had a hectic week. Good luck with them all tomorrow. I hope they run well for you.
Yeah, great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Michael Hawkes joining us there.